Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in this weekend for another edition. You know the old saying, when you get lemons, make lemonade kind of thing. Another way of saying that is that the only control you have over anything in your life is your choice and how you respond to it. We can get in car wrecks and get our cars wrecked. We can even get a toe amputated. We can have all kinds of things go wrong in our life, and guys can muscle through it. But the one thing guys don't muscle through very well is being rejected by a woman or being told that he's going to get divorced. And so why is it that guys have such a hard time choosing their response when they are faced with the fearful, agonizing possibility of divorce? And it's not just divorce, right? It is the breaking up of the family. It is the splitting up of the kids. It's waking up on weekends without your kids in bed with you. It's the whole story of divorce. The word divorce is fraught with all kinds of horror stories. And this is why I think guys have such a hard time choosing a different response when they're being faced with rejection. I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I need space. I think we should separate. Those are words that can just crumble a guy to his knees. And in this video, I want to ask you to consider if you could respond just as warrior-like as you do in all the other situations in your life, the ones that aren't threatening your life like this divorce, how would you respond? How would you think about the possibility of splitting up? How would you regard the pending independence you're going to have? How would you think about the idea that maybe this is the one thing that's supposed to kick you in the butt to help you find maybe more confidence, more self-assuredness, more self-reliance, more happiness, more calm and peacefulness in your body? What if this is the ultimate test? And if you can find those things, maybe that is the best place that you could possibly rebuild, reinvent, or reconcile your marriage. If you want to win her back, it's not going to be because you're living in a horror show. The only way a man wins a woman back is when he decides he's not in a horror show and his response is one of a calm, peaceful, confident man who gets to work and starts getting things done. And that's what we do in Good Guys to Great Men. Guys usually come to us through the wound of death by female, the threat of a loss of a relationship or a divorce. And when we come in through that wound, we find out there's a lot of things that we didn't have. We didn't have a clear sense of values for ourselves. We didn't have a clear sense of self-respect and confidence about what we bring to the world. We don't have a clear story about what our future holds, no matter what happens in our marriage or anything else. We start to realize the way we respond to everything is our superpower, and it is the most liberating, comfortable feeling in the world when you decide that I get to respond to this in a way that aligns with my integrity, and I'm going to do it. Even if it's a divorce, it is one of the most calm, liberating feelings you can get. So we want to talk to you about this. We want to have a 90-minute phone call with you to talk about the idea of choosing your response differently than you might have been choosing it recently if you're being faced with some of the most difficult decisions a man will ever face. So fill out the contact form on the website and let us get back in touch with you and set up a call. It is not a sales pitch. It is a deep dive, transformational coaching conversation. I guarantee you will not regret. Thanks for listening to this video, guys. I need to get back and take care of stuff. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.